collateral damage is the disease of the day, and the greatest cause of dying is just getting in the way. Yes, people are dying who have no say. People are dying just from getting in the way. Palestine, it's Arafat that they're all aiming at, and the bombers of Allah want Sharon to be gone. Refugee camps and ice cream shops, the bombing and the dying never stops, and nobody's factions owns up to their actions. So it's all reactions to reactions to reactions, with all the weapons piled on one side and the other side reduced to suicide. Bush wants Hussein, Hussein wants the bomb, and 500,000 children die who can't spell embargo and don't know why. Carpet bombers killing in wave after wave, while bin Laden sits still safe in his cave. More Afghanis dead than in both towers don't impress the press or the powers. Children in uniform may be innocent too. Killed if you don't join, what would you do? Big business and the army have screwed the world brown, but they're not the ones dying when the towers go down. Yes, collateral damage is the disease of the day, and the greatest cause of dying is still just getting in the way. The feds had weapons that gave off sparks, and now Waco is full of Joan of Arcs. Crime that leads to Oklahoma City, and daycare there was far from pretty. It's an epidemic is underway, and a lot of little children with nothing to say, dying of the disease of just getting in the way.